This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Selling real with Chevy.
InfoWars.com News Center, deep behind enemy lines in occupied Texas, broadcasting worldwide. You're listening to the voice of human resistance against the technotronic technocracy takeover. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's only 41 days now until the incredibly historic, epic election. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're live on this Tuesday, the 27th day of September 2016. Paul Watson hosts the fourth hour today. We don't have any guest. I might have one or two pop in, but no guest right now because I want to get to a lot of the clips, obviously, from the debate last night. I want to take your phone calls. I normally don't have any problem telling people what I think about something, but what happened last night was such a bizarre train wreck on so many levels that I really had to cogitate on the subject deeply. Overall, Trump won the debate just by sheer moral weight, gravitational weight. The whole thing obviously was rigged. You have Holt, who I thought would be a lot fairer. I mean, I was wrong saying I think he'll be more fair than what we saw in the earlier debates between the Republicans and the Democrat candidates. And boy, was I wrong. He ran off at the end like he was totally embarrassed. He didn't look like he enjoyed attacking Trump like some of the Fox News people have done during the Republican debates. Of course, Megyn Kelly, who just looks like she wants to kill him or something. I mean, she just looks like she's scorned or something, like she's in love with him but hates him at the same time. You know, there's just such energy and venom and poison. I didn't see that from Holt, and I don't normally see that when he reports. That's why he doesn't really come off as super arrogant and hateful, just confident, and that made it even worse. I can't stand him now. It was horrible. It was so rigged, but in their attempt to rig everything, that's what blew up in their face and why every poll out there, I mean, we've got like 10 of them here, scientific polls, you name it, on Democratic Party platforms, you name it, liberal platforms, like Time Magazine, MSNBC, you name it, saying Donald Trump won massively. Michael Moore says he won massively, except CNN. They have her winning by 60-plus percent when in every other poll, he was winning by 10 to 15 points. And we're talking about polls with samples of over a million voters on Time Magazine, 1.6 million. Drudge, massive numbers. I'll dig them out here in a moment. 80-something percent for Trump. Hillary, if you remember in Democrat debates, was way behind Sanders, but it didn't matter because she just stole the election. So we've got CNBC has her at 33%, Trump at 67 with 994,000 votes. Boy, we should have put out a poll last night. We were just so busy we didn't think of it. We should put a poll up ourselves. What do you think? Who do you think won the debate? And then have another poll asking, was it a fair debate? Was it tipped towards Trump or was it tipped towards Hillary? And, of course, we'll see what the listeners and folks have to say about that, but I would imagine if you polled Democrats, they would have to admit, in fact, I see a lot of them in the press going, yeah, it kind of was stacked against Trump. I mean, there's got to be some level of basic fairness in people. When you're watching everything rigged against Trump, everything rigged against populism, everything always stacked against us, and we continue to win. And I think that this is really blown up in their face. I mean, I really, really have been thinking about it hard. Last night, I kind of felt like he didn't come out hard enough and was a little bit disappointed. But I got to tell you, I slept on it, and I really thought about it. I think this was a big victory because it was so staged against him.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
September 27th, 2016. We are now 41 days out from the 2016 election. We are in the final countdown.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
Wow. What a debate last night. What a staged event. I am rarely wrong, but I thought that Lester Holt would be more fair. It was one of the most unfair debates I've ever seen, where he became the third debater. It was 2-1 last night. I'm really ashamed of Lester Holt. I'm really ashamed of NBC. But that's why the establishment is in so much trouble right now. They're in all this trouble because they're rigging the system in front of everyone, and the general public is not in the dark like they were decades ago. They're aware of the rigging, and they're getting more informed about the rigging every single day. But it's so transparent. We're going to walk through in this hour the poll numbers. Across the spectrum, Trump won by 10 to 15 points. In scientific polls, in mass polls, you name it, every different type of poll, unscientific, scientific, internet, crowdsourced, you name it, when you had big samples of hundreds of thousands or millions of people, and depending on the poll we're going to go over, he was 10 to 15 to 20 in some cases, 20 points ahead. Except for one poll, CNN took phone calls, 500 and something of them, and then out of that sample, it's very easy to rig a small sample, why Hillary won by a huge margin. So the rigging of the Clinton News Network just continues, and there's an article that's up on Infowars.com that is extremely important that gets into the fact that that was a rigged debate. Rigged CNN poll claiming Hillary won the debate sampled 41% Democrats compared to 26% Republicans. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the insanity of how dumb they think you are. Reuters does this where they, again, sample 15%, 10%, depending on the poll, more Democrats, to then give her a 10, 15% lead. It's just clear, cut and dry fraud, but they put it 3 or 4 or 5 pages down, depending on the methodology, at the bottom. They tell you, oh, well, this person won the race, you know, across the English Channel swimming, but this person wasn't wearing lead weights around their ankles like the person they beat. But it says at the bottom, the person they beat, who normally would beat this other individual, was wearing 50 pounds of lead weights. Or it's like saying, this horse won the Kentucky Derby, but we gave it a head start of 500 yards. But they tell you in fine print that they gave the horse a head start. Now, no one would put up with that because you're at the Kentucky Derby. Everybody's wearing their silly hats. You know, the Queen of England's there. It's all this big to-do, and the gates open and outrun the horses. But imagine if they let a horse get, you know, let's say a quarter way around the track, running before the other horses were allowed out. Well, you know, if that horse is even half decent, it's going to win. This is the naked, brazen, high noon fraud. And I've got stacks of it. I mean, we've got Holt going after Trump 41 times, interrupting him, and only doing it 7 times with Hillary. And then his, quote, fact-checking of her wasn't fact-checking. It was basically supporting her. He asked her one tough question. Trump, 41 times. So I thought that they'd be smart and try to at least look fair, but they are so arrogant that they obviously told Holt, go after him with both barrels. And Holt then, Lester Holt, discredited, disgraced Holt, ran off like a rat out of an aqueduct. He, you know, like a wet rat. He just shot out of there, running off after he'd engaged in his Judas errand. Wow. I was talking to one of our producers, Zach, in there this morning. He really just in like 2 minutes was showing me all these articles. And I was already aware of most of it, but it was the way he laid it out, just shaking his head and then going over the methodology. Where it isn't enough that they have all their little sweetheart, you know, Democrats that they call for this poll. They then admit they sampled almost double. I mean, you think Reuters is bad adding 15% more Democrats in their polls. When they got caught doing that, they went, oh, we'll just do 10% or 5% or, oh, but then, oh, then they got caught, like Bloomberg, with the, quote, independents. 20% of our poll are independents. It turns out they're not independents. They're almost all Democrats or Green Party people that go, oh, well, actually, I don't like Donald Trump. It's shameful. And now there's articles out where hundreds to one big money is giving money to Hillary. Now, we already know that, but just let that sink in. And I say this to Bernie supporters, and they almost all go, I don't care. I still can't vote for Trump, but I don't like Hillary. I don't know what to do. And I go, do you understand you say you're against big money? And big money worldwide is illegally coming in against Trump, and they're just letting them do it at the Justice Department that is so incredibly criminal. And they're running around when Trump talks about, hey, if Hillary doesn't want you to have bodyguards, then how about she doesn't have bodyguards? Like, hey, Hollywood folks have bodyguards, but they don't want you to have bodyguards, your own bodyguard. And then they call that a threat by Trump. And there's articles all the time, you know, that Alex Jones wants violence against Hillary. I was talking to one of our Pentagon friends today, and he was saying that there was a Justice Department investigation of yours truly going on. Because I had a security analyst here just doing some security stuff on the building. And we got into my gun safe, just looked at some of them, had some fun, talked about going out shooting, didn't have time. And one of the folks in here, about a third of the tweets are mine, the rest of the crew sitting on news alerts and things. I said, yeah, you know, show us, you know, get these rifles out, quote, for our security. And Hillary would come out and called me dark heart and all this. So I don't think Hillary would actually come after me, but her minions could. Some crazy person, one of her followers. So we made the joke, yeah, after Hillary, you know, basically put out this threat, we've had to up our security. A whole investigation, I'm very honored, about what we're doing over here and are we setting up a paramilitary base. And I'd already heard this months ago before I put that tweet out, or before the crew did. This is the woman that invades Libya. She came, she saw, he died. They've killed hundreds of thousands of Christians in Syria. They're involved in all these crimes, and then they want to project that Donald Trump wants violence or that Rush Limbaugh was behind the Oklahoma City bombing. Remember that within 25 minutes of it happening? Talk radio was to blame. The alt-right, we're violent, we want violence. And that's what Paul Watson keeps predicting, and he's so smart. He believes they're going to stage a false flag against Hillary or her supporters or a mass killing that is then blamed on the Liberty Movement. And I think clearly they can even try to set us up. I think they're looking at who they want to set up. They're looking at who they want to connect it to. And we're way out ahead of that. And so let me explain what our weapons are. Our weapons are cameras and keyboards and search engines and research and our guests and our listeners and our will to be free Americans and to try to restore this republic and make it great again. We're the ones trying to stop George Soros starting a civil war. We're the ones trying to stop foreign funding and Ford Foundation funding and the hundreds of millions every few months, this is mainstream news, to foment race war and to start a civil war against local governments meant to wipe out the police, basically. That's who runs the Justice Department. The ideological godmother of Black Lives Matter is in Cuba for killing a police officer. This is what Loretta Lynch, these people are all into. They're a bunch of paranoid, crazy leftists that probably actually think we're here building an army. When they're the ones building the armies and have people out saying, kill cops, and then the cops are getting killed, and then the cops are scared to go into the neighborhoods, so the crime rate's basically doubled in many black cities in just 2 years. Chicago's more than doubled the violent crime. I mean, it's hell on earth. You people are killing yourselves. The globalists are killing their own Democrat cities. It's so sad. And then they want to project that we're here, a major media operation with all of Hillary's crazy followers and the Mexican mafia threatening Trump and threatening everybody else for that matter. And we say, oh, yeah, we're up on our security. And then they turn that into an entire spin machine. That's just what I'm getting at here is they sit there with a straight face. We played this last week and asked the vice presidential candidate, the Republicans, the nominee, Mr. Pence, Governor Pence, is Donald Trump calling for violence or are you planning violence? He's like, what? We're obviously saying she has taxpayer paid for bodyguards. She shouldn't take the American people's guns. And she said last night. She said last night that she wants extrajudicial, no due process, put you on a no-gun buy list. Just put you on it whenever they feel like it, outside of law. And you better believe they'd love to put me on that list and say I can't protect myself from the armies of criminals that support the Democratic Party. The Chinese communists, the Saudi Arabians. There's articles about the big Mexican drug cartels are flooding money into Hillary's campaign through big banks. Because these criminal operations know Donald Trump means business, folks. We're going to skip this network break. But if they're going to steal the nomination from Bernie Sanders, and they're going to stage polls, and they're going to have Holt interrupt Trump 40-plus times, and Hillary 7, don't you know they're going to go for broke? There was the miracle as Drudge calls it last night, medical miracle. She stands for 90 minutes. She looked sick. She looked haggard. She looked wounded. I almost felt sorry for her. She's such a vampire. But she looked better than she did a few weeks ago. Whenever Trump calls her Secretary of State, tries to be nice to her, he says, "Is that okay?" And then she sexy smiles at him like, "Oh, you're my friend. Oh, thank you." And it was the first time I've seen Hillary Clinton ever look genuine. We're going to find that clip. It's early in the debate. We're going to play that a little bit later. Oh, you already have it? Okay, we'll play it in a moment. I'm going to get back into the rigging and actually go over the numbers. And it was the first time I've seen Hillary look genuine. And it actually hurt me for a minute because I don't like hating people. I don't like going after people. I don't like going after dangerous kingpins like her. But I have to, and I know she's got a horrible history. But I innately, as a man, don't like to be mean to women. And they play on that. They played on that with Trump. And so I almost start having guilt saying all these bad things about her when she's acted human for just one moment. And boy, Trump by the end goes, "You suckered me in. I came in here and I really hit above the belt and you didn't." And then she had these little evil looks in her eyes like, "Absolutely, I fooled you. I betrayed you." That's what they're all about, people. That's their spirit. Why would Madeleine Albright, saved by the Serbs in World War II when she was a teenager, go out of her way repeatedly to bomb Belgrade and attack the Serbs and bring Muslims in and frame them and set them up and have the media demonize them when the Serbs, folks, were clearly the good guys overall? They didn't start the wars. It was their area historically. They did some atrocities, but the UN admitted double the atrocities by the Muslims. And her father was a rich Jew that swindled Jews and stole Jews' goods, claiming he'd get them out of the country. Basically, George Soros. This is on record. There have been 60 Minute shows about this, where they have, like, you know, multi-million dollar stolen art in her house in Georgetown. And the Serbs were on TV saying, "Why? You lived here for years during World War II. We saved you. The Germans invaded Serbia. We hid you. Why are you doing? Why do you go out of your way to do this to us?" Because she's a demon, people. And that's what they're all about, is betrayal. You have to understand them. Betrayal is the name of their game. They want to serve evil. They're evil. I don't say that to demonize them. It's true. They're all about sucking us in. They're all about conning us. And everybody knows in the establishment, Trump's for real, folks. He's not perfect, but he's for real. He wants prosperity, and the system can't stand it. So we do have that clip of Hillary. I mean, I couldn't believe it. She turned it on. And I remember thinking for a minute, you know, she's called Trump her husband repeatedly, and I know that she likes powerful men and controlling them, and so obviously he's very attractive to her. You know, she's reportedly bisexual, and so I think maybe it was genuine in that her femininity allowed her to have some shred of human connection that wasn't an evil robot. Because the woman is a robot. Even the Democrats can't stand her and are in panic mode. I mean, the woman is becoming more robotic by the day, more reptilian, and I don't mean literally reptilian. So let's go ahead and play that clip.
Secretary Clinton? Yes. Is that okay? Good. I want you to be very happy. It's very important to me.
Now, that clip is from a different mainstream news feed. The one I saw was from the feed we had, and it was straight onto her face, and it was even more genuine. I actually had like that feeling when you drive over a hill and you know, your stomach drops, kind of like a, is that a good feeling or a bad feeling? Well, I just saw humanity out of Hillary Clinton. Wow, that was amazing. Now, that said, I want to get back into fraud. If you just tuned in, the unprecedented rigging. CNN putting out a fake poll, admittedly. We're going to show you the methodology from their own website in a moment. All the other polls saying the opposite. Lester Holt hitting him 40-plus times with interruptions and attacking him and misrepresenting and then just saying Trump was wrong and that Trump wasn't telling the truth on a whole bunch of subjects that Trump was absolutely right on. I mean, my head was spinning. And when I say spinning, I mean last night everything coming out of her mouth was a lie. And the TPP, She says she's not for the TPP. She was the main. We played the clips. We ought to find those today. We've got a TPP report on her where Hillary gets up and says, I've been negotiating for years on this and I've been spearheading, getting it done. It's the most important thing ever, and I'm the most proud of this in my government service. I mean, she's one of the main lawyers and as Secretary of State, one of the main people negotiating that, and was who Obama would send to negotiate it. I mean, she is one of the main authors. Remember, she called it the gold standard and called it her work. Now, that's from the LA Times. We can play the clips, but that's what I mean. It was otherworldly. The only time she told the truth was the fact that she wants to take your guns with no due process, which is just the end of the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the end of right to juries, right to habeas corpus. I mean, it's head spinning. But first, let's get into the polls. Rigged. CNN poll claiming Hillary won the debate sampled 41% Democrats compared to 26% Republicans. This is Paul Joseph Watson. We need to get this article out everywhere, folks. This is so important. But then it gets worse. Let's walk through all of this. Zach, one of the producers. Zach, break it down.
All right, Alex. So I was on Drudge this morning. I printed out my articles, as always. And there was two polls on there from Time Magazine and CNBC showing a clear lead in Trump polling that he won the debate. So then I wanted to see both sides of the equation. I just went on CNN, and, of course, you see the post-debate poll saying that Hillary Clinton was the winner. So I was interested in how they gathered the information on the debate polling. So I scroll down, and if you go all the way to the bottom of this article, you find out that there was a phone poll that they had pre-screened callers, called 521 people, asked them if they wanted to be a part of the poll debate, after the fact. So they called them after the debate was done and asked them a handful of questions. And, of course, Paul has already unveiled that 41% of those people were Democrats. And in comparison to all the other polls that I've found, is a huge difference in numbers. Now, if you jump to CNBC, you'll see that it's a completely different story.
We're going to get to that in a moment, but let's be clear here. They did 41% self-identified Democrats, mm-hmm. Then they called them back. Okay, so they call them to the debate. They call them back to hand-rig this thing with their little Democrat interns, and they're literally running the show, CNN getting their daily talking points from Hillary. That's come out in the emails. 41% were Democrats, 26% Republicans. That is almost double more Democrats than it is Republicans. That is sensationally naked. That is in your face. Now let's look at the other polls that didn't have 500, but that had over a million. Let's go to those.
Okay. So first we have the CNBC. If you see here, you scroll down a little bit, you see it's a 33% in favor of Hillary, and it's 325,000 votes. And then you see Donald Trump is pushing 67 and 669,000 votes.
Fox News. Republicans are statistically supposedly older, less tech savvy, but the more tech savvy you are now, and big countries that and companies that aggregate numbers are freaking out, Google and others, and saying no, and so is Facebook. That's why they're putting everything behind Hillary right now. They know she's really way behind.
And another thing that I wanted to point out, too, I read a Wired article a long time ago about a small-time company that's doing analytics called Civis, and they did a poll on just phone calls in general, and they said that in fractions of people are responding to these phone polls, which is why it's even more unbelievable to me to see CNN pushing this as this is the narrative.
They absolutely handpick it. They absolutely already have these vetted pools they go to. Let's show some of the other polls that you mentioned then. You were getting to another one.
Yes, Fox News. They don't show their numbers, but they show the 50% lead, of course, to favor Trump as well. If you scroll down, you see you could vote. It's 50% Donald Trump,
34% for Hillary. And it's the same thing when you go to basically every other major polling area.
And Time Magazine, once again, was another one.
1.69 million voting, and we'll show those numbers. He, again, has a huge lead there. Let's scroll down to that and show the TV viewers. 55% Donald Trump, 45% Hillary. So all the big polls show the same thing, which is why you know it's accurate, but not CNN because they're living in la-la land. Thank you, Zach. We'll be back with more.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to get to some of the debate clips themselves here in a moment. I also want to open the phones up. See, you can call in with your take on this, and I want to be specific. If you disagree with me about the debate, you will go to the head of the line. That's a rule I have, that if you disagree, I will do my best to get to you first. Now, I kind of have an old rule that if somebody's calling from really far away in the world, I'll try to go to that caller, even ahead of somebody that disagrees. But I'd like to really hear from Bernie Sanders supporters that have been calling in. One of them called in yesterday. She was a nice lady, and she said, well, you know, we were Bernie Sanders supporters, but we can't support Trump or Hillary. We're really concerned. And I was like, lady, all the big money is against Trump, all the big globalists. You understand that? And she just didn't even listen to me. And everybody I talked to that says that they basically try to talk to these Sanders supporters, they get the same brick wall where you're talking common sense to them, but they just can't hear it because they're stuck on Donald Trump's a racist and I can't vote for a racist because their whole identity is about they're good and they're not racist. That's their possession, is being obsessed with race, which is the essence of being a racist. What's taught in this culture is the opposite of what Martin Luther King said. And a lot of right-wingers didn't like Martin Luther King, so I get criticism. That guy was a communist and all this other stuff. Yeah, he did speak at events that were communist-affiliated. He was also a registered Republican. I mean, give me a break. It's like saying I've been on Russian TV, I work for the Russians. But then you've got the left now that's totally abandoned Martin Luther King, which Martin Luther King, I've read his writings, I've watched his speeches, not just I Have a Dream stuff. He was a really focused, well-spoken, common sense, smart person that was promoting unity, which is the opposite of what the Democratic Party promotes. And she basically said in one of her clips we've got that everyone is implicitly racist. And I've got to say that a whole new generation of people were not being brought up like that. But that's all been hijacked now by the multicultural Marxist, and they are using race to control people just like the KKK did in the South, and it is shameful. I mean, I am really ashamed of Democrats and how far they've sunk. I've been a big critic of Republicans. Everybody knows that. This is a repudiation of the Republican establishment. They're freaking out. The foreign banks are freaking out. The big Democrat machine is freaking out. This is so obviously nationalism, sovereignty coming back, and they have conditioned people that having sovereignty and having fair trade deals is racist, and that Donald Trump wants to screw brown people over because he wants to get more jobs in America. It is the death of logic, the death of common sense. So I've got a cornucopia of clips that I'm going to be getting to here, I'm trying to find my video list. It's got notes all over it. Will somebody run me another video list in here until I find it? Thank you. Yeah, we're going to get to the Clinton implicitly racist clip. Then we're going to play a bunch of other clips dealing with Trump saying, you know, why he's glad that he didn't basically go below the belt, but Hillary did. And I want to give you my take on what really happened at the debate, but also take your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Long-time callers, first-time callers, you agree, you disagree, 800-259-9231. We'll also go more into the open fraud that we witnessed last night. Briefly, the sale ends at the end of the show today when it comes to Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. We must have a special. I've extended it for basically a week. It ends at the end of the broadcast today. It is a bunch of concentrated, known organic herbs associated with boosting vitality, stamina, energy, libido, especially when people notice. You can read the five-star reviews at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com is the main site. You'll find the subsection, InfoWarsLife.com, link there. We have store-wide free shipping that we're going to run through tomorrow, but then it will end. And that is all part of Americanism versus globalism. This is the Americanism versus globalism limited time free shipping, celebrating the rise of populism that Trump is only one manifestation of, the rediscovery, or for the first time for many, the discovery of common sense and nationalism. We have free shipping. You can also sign up for auto ship and get an additional 10% off all orders $50 or more. Normally have free shipping, but this is free shipping whether you're buying a, you know, $5 book or whether you're getting a solar generator, whether you're getting an air purifier or water filter. It just doesn't matter. Store-wide free shipping, Secret 12, the methylcobalamin high-quality B12 is taken sublingually. That is 20% off as well. That's going to be ending today. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And several times a day, I take my new probiotic Biome Defense. I paused because I'm looking for my bottle of it. I had one. I guess we did have a bunch of folks here last night. No, I know it's down here on the floor. I had two bottles of it. Oh, here's one that was open. People move this around. Sorry. Teleprompter free, folks, because I was going to take some time out to take this. This is 7 years in the making, 5 years that we've been reaching out, but the group was already developing it 7 years ago. It's 23 unique, high-quality strains that are seeing the industry as the very best out there. These strains are very, very expensive just to get each one of the strains. And this is sent to you via a little refrigeration pack, a little cold pack. Now, if it gets heated up, it doesn't kill all of it, but it's obviously good to keep it, at 65 degrees or lower, like in your refrigerator. And it's amazing. High-powered InfoWars probiotics have arrived. 50 million live active cultures, 23 probiotic strains, and it is produced, obviously, in a refrigerated top lab here in the U.S., and then it is shipped to us in a refrigeration truck. And we have a big refrigeration room that we put in that now houses this Biome Defense probiotic. We're very, very proud of it. We could have easily just come out and private labeled one of hundreds of other probiotics that are out there. But they're just not as good. This is the very best over-the-top product. If you go to Whole Foods, they have some similar strains and similar Rolls-Royce quality that are $100, $110, $120. You have some that you get from medical facilities that are $200, $300, $400. This is $68. And believe me, all the costs of refrigeration and the development, that is very inexpensive. This should be $100, $120. This is the very best from my research probiotic you're going to find anywhere. Now, obviously, consult your healthcare provider before you take it. This is all seen as completely safe, but I say consult your doctor before you breathe oxygen, before you drink water, and before you even look at the stars at night. You should consult with the Food and Drug Administration before you walk, before you talk, before you brush your teeth. They are God. But so be sure and consult your healthcare professional. So that's Probiotic Biome Defense, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Okay, and that is how we fund the operation. I want to thank you all for your support. And let me say something about that, about the debate, before I go any further. I was up here on air for 3.5 hours yesterday. I hosted half of the fourth hour. And then I got prepared for the debate, and then I came up here and I hosted basically 5 hours. Wild horses couldn't drag me away. And some of my points were excellent. Some of my other points were okay, because I get pretty tired by midnight when I've been up since 6 a.m. But the crew, I was watching Fox, watching CNN in their pre- and post-debate when I was taking breaks. They were having audio problems, couldn't go to half their guests. Stuff was cutting out. Their host sounded completely wooden and boring, and you could tell they were all following talking points. And then I was sitting here watching my crew going to different studios, going to our reporters in New York, going to our reporters on the ground in Austin, and all the things that were happening and how real it was. I was so proud of the crew. I am so proud of the producers, the researchers, the camera people. Everyone here is truly amazing, and it brought me to tears last night. I mean, not like sobbing, but like tears when you see a beautiful sunset, or tears when your wife has a new baby. I mean, just the fact that InfoWars really is special, and that's why I can't stand it when people call in and thank me for what I've done, because I'm kind of the crazy 800-pound gorilla here, hopping up and down to get people out of their mind-numb stupor. But it's the rest of the researchers, the crew, and the entire family of guests and reporters and people we have on that is InfoWars. You are the InfoWar. We are the InfoWar. And quite frankly, I am extremely humbled by your support, by your prayers. And instead of getting on a power trip over all this, I want to say weighed down by conscience, by responsibility, and by humility. I want to be clear, because it's embarrassing sometimes. I come off like a very aggressive, angry, arrogant person. And that's not because I'm arrogant. I'm the opposite. But it's because this is so serious, and I have to get hyped up to do this. I'm normally a pretty calm person at home and in my general life. I'm a pretty private person. I don't want to say solitary, but I'm a very private person. And I do this because I understand we're facing evil. And I understand it's dangerous, too. So this is necessity, what we're doing. This is survival. This isn't something you thank me for. Okay? I'm trying to save myself by saving you. Understand that? I'm not saying it's even selfishness, But people who think it's heroic to fight tyranny, you have to get outside that paradigm. Understand, it's not heroic to pull air into your lungs. It's not work. It's life. It's not heroic to do the right thing. It's what we've got to do. This is history happening, and Donald Trump, I've gone from seeing them attack him and seeing him promote populism and standing up and not being weak and having courage to liking him more than the rest of the Republican field. Then the Republican establishment attacked him, and so I had more support for him. And then I saw his policies get better and better. But now I can tell you I'm really proud of Donald Trump, and I'm really satisfied and feel good in my gut and my spirit that I have supported him, because you could see him up there like a lion who's been attacked by all these wolves, all these hyenas, all these, you know, all these other, you know, creatures of the night. With all the attacks, all the demonization, all the rigging, everything stacked against him. Just the archetypal hero. But it isn't even being a hero, it's survival. And understanding he has to do this, and everything they do blowing up in his face. I didn't know what I thought about the debate last night. I said that. I said, I think he won, but narrowly. Hillary kind of got a lot of points because she could stand there. So that was a victory for Hillary. It was rigged, all the attacks. There was a third debater, basically, named Lester Holt. I was very saddened by the fact that I've never seen him behave this way, but you could tell the orders were in. He ran off in an embarrassed way like Judas. But I tell you, by the fact that he did take the high road, I think he did overall have the victory, and the polls across the country show that. But this gets so sophisticated, and it's how I started the debate last night, you know, and 45 minutes before 8 o'clock, at about 7:15, 7:20, I came on after the news package, and I said, listen, please listen to me carefully. I'm going to go on these clips of your calls. I said, Donald Trump, the system will say Donald Trump won if he goes in there and acts establishment, because really what he's showing them is he's going to play ball and go along. And it's the beginning of the sellout. If he goes in there and is focused, not hateful, but aggressive and really nails her to the wall, that will be the big victory against the media trying to bully Trump into submitting and doing what they want. And then they're going to say he won if he goes in and plays along with it. But Donald Trump did something really, really special last night. He transcended all of that. They bullied him. They rigged it. They attacked. They twisted. And he still hit her with some hard points, but did it in a very measured way. And so it blew up in their face. And so many Democrats I know, and so many people that were on the fence, and the polls show it, are now going to Trump because they saw how rigged it was. And at their base humanity, seeing someone in the arena surrounded 100-1 with the foreign governments and the big banks and the billionaires and the media and all those vampires hating him because he's alive, he has a soul. All the sellouts wanting to bring him down, wanting to destroy him because they know they failed, because he represents the human spirit that refuses to submit to tyranny. And so Donald Trump is our champion now. And he's inexorably tied to the fate of this republic, just as all of us are, but to a greater extent. And so he won the debate big time last night. I really pulled back. I've looked at it. I've thought about it. But he has to go into the next one and just say, look, I'm just here to tell the truth. I'm not going to play games. They rigged the last debate. I got interrupted 40 times. This better not be rigged. Just get that out up front. Not being a sore loser. He's pointing out that he won, even though it was rigged. Don't try it. The American people saw it. Reach out to the American people. The people of the world say, we all saw what happened. Don't try it now at Fox, at the next debate, and just roll over these people. That's what's got to be done. But Trump won the debate. He won it big time. Now, let's go to a clip of Hillary invoking race, and then I want to go to a clip of Trump saying he's glad that he took the high road. But here's Hillary invoking race.
Do, and we ought to do it in a bipartisan way.
Secretary Clinton, last week you said we've got to do everything possible to improve policing to go right at implicit bias. Do you believe that police are implicitly biased against black people?
Lester, I think implicit bias is a problem for everyone, not just police. I think, unfortunately, too many of us in our great country jump to conclusions about each other. And therefore, I think we need all of us to be asking hard questions about, you know, why am I feeling this way? But when it comes to policing, since it can have literally fatal consequences, I have said in my first budget we would put money into that budget to help us deal with implicit bias.
Yeah, but what about implicit bias in people that have other skin colors as well? I mean, we're all humans. We have brains that are basically the same, person to person, they vary. That, I mean, you can have totally racist black people or Hispanics or whatever. Again, it's this idea that white people and cops are inherently after black folks, and in some cases that's true, but not across the board. And then statistically, we know that it's very rare for black people to be killed by the police, statistically. The media takes every case and hypes it up like a great white shark attack. Okay, but it's not reality-based.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Oil spills, air pressure, never at the store. What are you going to do when a zombie's at your door? Or new mana, grown organically. America made just for you. Food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, we're here live. It's InfoWars Live. Host Alex Jones. Paul Watson's hosting the fourth hour, nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. All right, John disagrees in California. I'm going to go to him first. Then Scott in the Netherlands because he's calling from overseas. And then James, Garrett, Steve, and many others. But, again, we're going to be taking your calls right through to the end of the third hour, and then Paul Watson obviously will always have a lot of devastating analysis and information. A lot more is breaking. Lester Holt, the third debater. I'm looking at drudgereport.com. Asked Trump 6 follow-up questions, did not ask any of Clinton. Interrupted Trump 40-plus times, interrupted Hillary 7. We've got some of these clips boiled down where it really shows how nasty Holt got towards the end. And you could tell Holt ran off. Obviously, he had an earpiece. I believe he was being told, go after Trump, go after Trump. Your job's on the line. This is high stakes, folks. This is 21st century information war. We know it's all rigged. He showed that. And I believe Holt was very embarrassed because I don't think Holt's a bad guy. I don't get a bad feeling about him. I like a lot of his reporting. I'm rarely wrong. I thought he'd be a lot fairer, like Matt Lauer was. And he still leaned towards Clinton, too. Man, you know the country's in trouble. When they just lean a little bit for Clinton, you're happy. But he was just... This was a boxing match. Hillary had horseshoes loaded into her gloves. I'm going to go to your calls right now. John in California, you disagree. Go to the head of the line. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex. I just want to preface this. I've been a listener for 20 years. Listening to the debate last night, the hair on the back of my neck stood up. I cannot get past Trump's stop and frisk policy, clear violation of our Fourth Amendment
rights. Great point. Great point.
We have to hold his feet to the fire on this, Alex. He has to come out and say he will defend and support the Constitution. I do not hear that out of him, and it's cause for concern.
Let me just say this. You're absolutely on target, and I should spend an hour on this or do a special report to just explain my view on it. Trump is an old-school tough guy, and he's in New York. He saw the incredible crime, and what they do is they target people that look like they're dressed like gang members or whatever, and it can be racial profiling, and it's terrible. But you know what? It made the crime go way down because the gang culture is so out of control. I don't care if you're white kids with your drawers hanging down or black kids. The cops would do it, and it is a police state. But then when the globalists come in and destabilize the country and things are falling apart, what do you do? Just let people run around killing everybody like in Chicago? So when you're in a martial law situation, they've brought Chicago into a collapse. So then at some point, it's going to go under martial law. I'm not for that. Just like they bring the radical Muslims in, and it causes Europe to be stabilized. Then they bring in a civil emergency. I said it would happen. I don't want the martial law, but what are they supposed to do? So, again, it's a very complex issue. It's like Trump on torture. He goes, we're doing it. It's already going on. Yeah, we're going to torture ISIS. They're bad guys. There's a disconnect. But Trump sees himself as good. So he thinks, I'm only going to torture ISIS that murder Christians. Well, you can't do that. But see, he believes it from the place he's coming. I get the logic. So he's being honest. It's almost a plus, even though I don't support it. But do you see the nuance of what I'm saying?
Alex, I do, but it's a slippery slope. Where do we
agree. Well, listen, I agree. What outweighs it 50-1 is the true evil elite that put cancer viruses in vaccines, that are changing the human genetic code, that are mutilating the planet, that are spraying aluminum dioxide in the sky. They hate this guy. Because despite his little problems, we all got them, they are pure evil and they hate him. But the truth is, his honesty about it almost makes it okay, but it's not. I agree with you. It's something we got to work on. But we're going to get a lot better stuff out of Trump being close to him than we're going to be fighting him. But I want to give you a comeback to that. It's too heavy.
With only 41 days left in the countdown to the election, it's now more critical than ever to spread the word. This is the InfoWar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative.